You're listening to KGOU, your NPR source. Mothers recovering from addiction often struggle to make connections with their children. This can be especially challenging for moms facing criminal charges and the prospect of jail or prison time. As State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports, experts say rebuilding those relationships can help mothers overcome their addictions and even steer their children off the path to prison.
It's been 3 weeks of waiting, and now Sarah Sinkinson is excited to finally see her daughter Madeline face to face. Madeline sits down across from her mother in a small visitation room at Women in Recovery, a division of a Tulsa nonprofit that provides behavioral health and family services to the Tulsa area. Today, Sinkinson is helping her daughter with a charcoal drawing for art class.
Have you ever used charcoal before?
I have not.
I'm not very good at art.
Sinkinson has three kids, and she usually sees them every 2 weeks. But before she came to Women in Recovery, she was in and out of their lives, abusing alcohol, marijuana, prescription pills, and meth. Women in Recovery is one of just a few non-government programs Oklahoma courts partner with to give women struggling with addiction an alternative to prison. Oklahoma has the country's highest female incarceration rate, and state prisons are packed. The vast majority of women in Oklahoma prisons who responded to a 2014 study said they were mothers. That's concerning because experts and officials say kids with parents in prison are overwhelmingly more likely than others to go to prison.
For a lot of children, you know, they've gone through a lot of trauma themselves in terms of, you know, just being separated from their mom.
Amanda Gaddy watches Sinkinson and her daughter from behind a two-way mirror in an adjacent room. Gaddy supervises the parenting side of Women in Recovery. She hopes that by teaching struggling mothers to be parents, they can break a cycle that could lead kids down the same path their mothers are trying to leave. Gaddy says the visitation room is a space where mothers can put on training wheels.
So most of them have never parented their children sober before. So having a place where they can come and learn how to be appropriate, sober, healthy parents for their children is something that they've never had the experience to have before.
Gaddy and her staff teach the moms the differences between discipline versus punishment, appropriate activities for kids, and how the mothers can meet their children's emotional needs. A 5-minute drive away from Women in Recovery, Alexis Stevens is living out those lessons in her downtown studio apartment. Her 9-year-old son, Carson, is sleeping in the living room after getting home from camp. Addison, her 2-year-old, is watching a sing-along.
She loves cartoons.
Stevens is a Women in Recovery graduate. She has a job and she has full custody of both her children. She says before the program, she couldn't have imagined this life. In 2016, Stevens was homeless. Her son was living with his grandmother, and she gave birth to her daughter in jail. She says Women in Recovery was her only chance to stay out of prison.
We took a lot of classes on recognizing our addiction, our triggers.
When her parental visits started, Stevens had to deal with her son's anger for the first time. He was angry because for years, Stevens says she neglected him.
And he was angry with me for taking him away from his stable life with my mom. That was the first stability he had seen. He didn't want me around. He had a good life.
Her son went through therapy with the same nonprofit that manages Women in Recovery. He learned to cope with his anger and even created a comic book about a character named Firestrike, a hero born into a superhero family.
Carson is Firestrike, and me, his mom, is Flamer. And then my mom is Super Granny. And Icy Waters is the villain, which is negative emotions and the things he didn't know how to deal with.
In the story, Firestrike's mother, Flamer, loses her powers to a robber called Addiction. So Flamer goes to a superhero school,
which is Women in Recovery.
But while Flamer, the mom, is at school, Firestrike loses his identity as a hero and hangs up his superhero suit. The book ends with a lesson.
He realized that with his mom, he could fight Icy Water, the bad guy, better than alone. He talks about the healing powers of his mom that she has. There's a page that says, "I got you," because that's what I always tell him.
At the end, Firestrike and Flamer make headlines in the news for beating the bad guy together.
Do you beat your heart? Have you ever done like...
Sarah Sinkinson is working toward becoming her own superhero. She says battling her personal villains has been super hard, but getting to see her kids gives her motivation to keep fighting. For State Impacts, I'm Quentin Chandler.
You can find more of Quentin's reporting at kgou.org.